at the moment in the Northwest, like, we are providing the daycare at home service. So what that means is our care worker goes into the home and provides kind of cognitive stimulation by way of activities and around the daily living of the person living with dementia. But it's kind of twofold. So it also sort of gives a caterer, so they have some time to themselves where they know that their loved one's been looked after. So, you know, they get to go about their daily activities themselves. You know, they get to go out to the house and go into their local communities and catch up with people, or, you know, go and do their banking or whatever they need to do during the day. Full service. And obviously we do have the service there at the moment, but we are aware of the waiting lists that are there for people living with dementia. So, you know, we are calling this year to get some extra funding for that service. And we're looking for an amount of 1 million throughout the whole country and to be able to provide more hours into people, into the communities. I suppose there's specific areas that we're trying to target, like, for example, in Donegal, we're looking into Downings and Creashla, Letterkenny and Donegal Town. And then over in Sligo and Leitrim, we're looking at Carrick on Shannon, Mohill, Manor Hamilton. And that's kind of where, like, our research has led us to sort of look at our waiting list and see where, you know, the greatest need is. So that's kind of what we're looking to. That's what our ask is for this year.
And what kind of exact investment in the region is needed, do you think? Is it more just like an increase in the offering of services, or is it maybe an actual new centre for daycare? How is it kind of, how do you see it?
Yeah, well, as I said, that was the daycare at home service I was talking about there, but we do provide daycare as well. So when we look at Donegal, we have six dementia-specific daycare throughout the county. So we are in Buncrana, we're in Clonmany, Newtown, Cunningham, we're in Clohan, Glenties and Guidoor. And, you know, we might need to look at some additional areas to try and kind of meet every kind of corner, if you like, of the county. And then over in Sligo, we have the Ochamore Day Centre out in Carrow, and we have Eastkey Day Centre. But we're calling again for additional funding this year, and we're looking specifically at County Leitrim at the moment to add in a dementia-specific daycare day in Leitrim.
Because the services, like you're saying there in Leitrim, there is such a high demand, obviously everywhere, but just in the example of Leitrim, that for these services, and they're already stretched quite thin at the minute because... Well, I guess the service has such a huge impact on communities, because not only for the patients, but the families attached to the people as well. It really has a lot of knock-on effects, doesn't it?
It does. It does, absolutely, you know. And like, our aim is to keep people, you know, living happily in their homes for as long as possible. And in order for that to happen, we need to look after the family carers as well. So that's why it's so important that you know, people get their break and they get the time to themselves as well. Because, you know, the care can be, you know, I'm sure people would understand it can be 24/7 that you're caring for somebody, you know. You need to be able to get that break, and that's what our service helps provide as well. So it, as I said, going back to saying, it's like a twofold service. It's for the person living with dementia, but it's also for their family carer to offer them support too. So we do have other services throughout the Northwest as well. So we offer support groups, we have memory cafes, we have social clubs, you know, and that's all to assist the family carers. The social club now is for the person living with dementia to come along with their loved one or friend or family and take part in sort of social activities. You know, it might be dancing and singing, it might be some arts and crafts, you know, just whatever suits the group really. So that's something that they can take part in together.